just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 24, as we get into September and hopefully still catching you before your fantasy draft. We are season 7 and Hooters has been with us almost the entire way. Thanks to Hooters for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Email is wright.todd@yahoo.com if you have some fantasy questions for me, wright.todd@yahoo.com. Please follow me on social media at at toddwright2121 on Instagram and on Twitter. I'm jumping right in. I did more than I expected yesterday in episode 23 as it related to my wide receiver board and some of my thoughts. So playing off one of my favorite guys in the fantasy business, Matthew Berry, who is as big on free content as I am. And his content is anything written is 100% free this year. And if you have Peacock, he does a happy hour show that airs first at 12 noon Eastern time on the NBC Sports Channel, streaming on Peacock. It's, you got to know where to look. You look under, go to Peacock, then you find channels and you just keep scrolling. And what, remember when there was NBCSN? Okay. That's not a cable channel anymore, but it's a channel on Peacock. And that's where Matthew Berry's stuff airs. And it's funny, he just picked up Applebee's as a sponsor, which sponsored him over at ESPN. So nice to see he some of the same sponsors are following him. So he did an updated, and this was updated on August 19th. So he may have updated it by the time this airs again. But for when I'm recording this podcast, which is August 29th, it's still the last updated positional rankings according to Matthew Berry, leading into your fantasy drafts, and he ranked 85 of them. So I'm just going to play off Matthew Berry's because it's going to highlight more than anything else. I've already done, I've talked about roughly 20 wide receivers in the previous podcast based on their production from last year or some things going on this year or why they weren't in that top 20 last year of pass catchers. So this could highlight and give me talking points on some other guys. We've talked about the top three in any particular order, sort of like the preseason college football poll. Is Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia in some order? Those are the top three wide receivers in fantasy football going into fantasy drafts are Kupp, Jefferson, Chase. That's how Berry has them ranked. Then Adams 4, Diggs 5, Lamb 6, you heard me put the arrow, you know, or a question mark. I would say going to put the arrow down on Lamb, more a question mark on Lamb in yesterday's podcast. Then there's Debo at 7. Then Tyreek at 8, which I feel is a bit undervalued. Then T. Higgins, Mike Evans, no qualms there. He brings up DJ Moore at 11. I've gotten some DJ Moore questions or comments from fellow fantasy players recently. And I mentioned in the last podcast, there are teams that I avoided last year and I still won a championship. And I just didn't worry about them because they stink. Now, if I had been able to get James Robinson before he ruptured his Achilles, yeah, because he's a good football player. And even Urban Meyer came around to the fact that, wow, he's the best offensive player we got. So, you know, but I generally stay away from Jets. They suck. Jags, they suck. Although they have a much better and offensive-minded head coach this year, which is good for them and Trevor Lawrence and Etienne and Robinson when healthy. And who knows what pass catcher will bubble up. The Texans, not touching any of that. They stink. Even loser Lovie Smith, earlier this week was playing coy about his starting running back. Waste of time. Also why I'm down on Brandon Cooks. I just don't want any part of that team. And then what other team did I bring up that stinks? The Giants. Yeah, you haven't heard me mention Saquon Barkley, have you? No. So, no thanks. The Giants haven't had a winning record the last 5 years at any point in a National Football League season. I like Brian Daboll, but I wonder if New York's going to chew him up and spit him out, as so many coaches have been chewed up and spit out in that market. And what does he really have to work with? So anyway, I don't want anything to do with the Carolina Panthers. You haven't heard me spend a lot of time on Run CMC. I think I talked about, hey, he's been injured the last 2 years. Same with Barkley. CMC has a better offensive line than Barkley. I just don't want to touch him. I drafted Barkley number one in a league a couple of years ago. Jaded from that. Same with McCaffrey a couple of years ago. Yeah, I say I don't like holding grudges, but I'm damn good at it. So someone else wants to make the investment in Carolina Panthers with Matt Rhule has no idea how to be a National Football League head coach. None. And apparently that new owner doesn't know a lot about owning a team either. And I guess he's resistant to pay Matt Rhule to leave because he doesn't want to pay two coaches. You know, say what you want about the Glazers. They've paid, what, three coaches at a time? They do win Super Bowls. Yeah, sometimes you got to pay coaches not to coach. So I don't want anything to do with any Carolina Panthers. I like Christian McCaffrey as a person, but I got to see him play healthy. Here's what I want to see from Christian McCaffrey. I want to see him healthy for 6 to 8 straight weeks. And I want to see him on a team not coached by Matt Rhule, whether that's Carolina firing Matt Rhule or trading McCaffrey, which remember Carolina was willing to do to get Deshaun Watson. Remember that? They were offering Christian McCaffrey to the Texans in a package for Deshaun Watson, and Houston apparently said no. I feel for Christian McCaffrey, but I want nothing to do with any Carolina Panthers. DJ Moore can play wide receiver. He's not worth being the top. I don't think he's a top 24 wide receiver until further notice, because Carolina rotates their quarterbacks more than any other team, and they have a head coach who shouldn't be in the NFL. Then we get to A.J. Brown. Matthew Berry puts him at 12. I get that. I think it's a little high. That means fringe wide receiver one. Okay. Terry McLaurin, I'm not touching much of Washington. It's unfortunate what happened to the kid from Alabama, which likely saves Antonio Gibson's job for now. But there's not – you have Carson Wentz. I mean, anyone who really watched Carson Wentz at the end of last year for the Colts knows the negatives of Carson Wentz, who looks like he ages 5 years every season. As Tom Brady doesn't age, Wentz must be taking, you know, the years that Tom Brady doesn't age. It doesn't look good. Michael Pittman, I owned him for a time last year, and I liked him. He's got a better quarterback this year. He's clearly the best wide receiver on the Colts. They do like to throw their tight ends, though. If you own Michael Pittman, just be prepared to be very frustrated on the lack of touchdowns, because the Colts are going to give the ball to Taylor, number one. Nyheim Hines catching the ball out of the backfield and getting touchdowns, or throwing to the tight ends to get touchdowns. Michael Pittman, ironically, Matthew Berry has Keenan Allen at 15. Michael Pittman is sort of the new Keenan Allen. You just wonder how many touchdowns you're going to get out of him, but you're going to get production out of him. But those 6 points are nice. Like, not every game, but every other game would be nice. Allen Robinson of the Rams at 16. I've talked on this podcast about again, these are Matthew Berry's adjusted positional rankings. I've been trying to talk myself down from being too enthusiastic about drafting Allen Robinson this year. I'm keeping my eye on him on my draft boards. If I cannot find a better player at his position or running back to draft, I will take him. Deontay Johnson, 17. He does make plays. He was pass catcher, I told you this yesterday, 11 in my scoring settings last year. Then Brandon Cooks, then Chris Godwin, then Juju. I'm coming around to the idea that Juju can be a good wide receiver 2/3 fantasy option. And is worth the benefit of the doubt, changing teams, going to a better quarterback, going to Andy Reid. There isn't a better wide receiver on the Chiefs. He's the best one. I don't like what happened in Pittsburgh, but I'm going to give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, but I'm not going to overdraft Juju Smith-Schuster. Cortland Sutton. Yeah, he can do it. I just don't know what to make of the Russell Wilson-led Bronco offense. I kind of want to see what's going on, and then maybe I'll try to do something on waivers, although I may draft one of their running backs because I think their running backs were productive last year, both in a timeshare, and I think both are worth owning. Excuse me. Let me grab a sip of coffee here. Gabriel Davis, 22. Honestly, I'd rather own Gabriel Davis than Cortland Sutton. Jalen Waddle, no thanks. I mean, Tyreek Hill is the guy. Waddle just, I don't know. It just doesn't do anything for me at this point. Much like the Dolphins don't do much for me. Granted, Tua is very accurate in the early downs in a clean pocket. But I'm just not excited about Jalen Waddle. Amon-Ra St. Brown. End of last year was one of the top wide receivers in terms of fantasy production. Garbage time. Right? DeAndre Swift was hurt. As long as DeAndre Swift is healthy and Jared Goff is still the Lions quarterback, and as long as they're still playing in Detroit and they're called the Lions, I'm not really interested in Amon-Ra St. Brown. And for those of you that had him last year and said, well, I had him last year and he was great. Remember, you picked him up on waivers, right? Mid-season. You didn't spend anything on him. Are you really risking a second or third round pick on Amon-Ra St. Brown? I'm not interested in doing that. Mike Williams, Chargers. Adam Thielen. I've owned Adam Thielen multiple years. I think Adam Thielen's body's just breaking down faster than any of us want to admit. Justin Jefferson's going to get the ball more. I feel bad that Adam Thielen can't stay healthy, but that's why I cannot invest in Adam Thielen, even though we all know when he's healthy, they throw to him in the red zone, but it is a new offensive staff this year. Jerry Jeudy, nah. Nah, not interested. Marquise Brown, not interested. Now, granted, it's Kyler Murray. Hollywood didn't seem to have as much of a problem with the ankle last year as he did the previous year. I just don't know what to make of this. The one Arizona Cardinal I want to own is James Conner. Marquise Brown, eh, not interested in drafting him. Darnell Mooney, Bears stink. They do have good running backs. I'm not interested in their passing game. DK Metcalf all the way down at 30 from Matthew Berry. That's telling. All right, Rashad Bateman, 31. Nah. Elijah Moore, 32. Granted, we're down in the 30s here. It's not like we're rattling off wide receiver ones. Elijah Moore, no. He's on the Jets. No thanks. Hunter Renfrow, 33. Undervalued. Amari Cooper, 34. Seems a little undervalued. I could see... Here's what I could see with Amari Cooper. A part of the problem in Dallas was Amari Cooper didn't play hurt. Where the doctors said, you're good to go, and Cooper was resistant to play or didn't look as good when he did play. So there was that. The doctors are saying one thing, Cooper's saying another, and the coach just doesn't really know what to do. Amari Cooper's a really good young man, but he's now on his third team. You know, he fell out of favor with the Raiders. The Cowboys kind of didn't know what to do with him. He's making all this money with the Browns, and why? The Browns' season is shot. This just in. You can't stay in the playoff chase with Jacoby Brissett. And then when Watson comes in, he's not going to hit the ground running. And by then, it's too late. I could see the Browns trading Cooper at the deadline. It is a lot of money. So they might have to take on some of that. I'll have to look up how it works with the cap. If you draft Cooper, you're hoping he gets to another team. Because it would make sense for the Browns to move Cooper because he's not under contract. I don't think he's under contract beyond this year. I could be wrong with that, but I thought the nature of the contract, it just feels like they could move Cooper. As the team loses and if Cooper is successful, it's like, what are we doing here? You know, let's just get something for him. And, you know, the Browns have all, at this point, even though they have some talented players, they're not going to win this year because they don't have the quarterback they built this team around. Drake London, 35. All right, I'm not big on rookies, but yeah, in a later round, I think Cordarrell and Pitts are still more of the offense. The Falcons could have as many as three or four guys play quarterback this year. You know Mariota's not going to stay healthy. Then they go to Ritter, and then who knows after that with a coach likely fired at the end of the year. Not a lot to love there. But you know what? Drake London could be the Amon-Ra St. Brown of this year. Christian Kirk, 36, with the Jaguars. He just isn't consistent. Alan Lazard, Packers. You say, well, this is his big chance to step up. Yeah. You know what I said about CeeDee Lamb going from being a 2 to a 1? I'm not convinced Lazard was ever a 2. I'm still not. Devontae Smith, 38. That's intriguing because now he's the number 2 wide receiver in Philly. He's moving into his second year. It's the same quarterback in Jalen Hurts. It's the same offensive-minded head coach. Smith could have a decent year. Michael Thomas, 39. I just can't buy into this. I just can't buy into a Jameis Winston passing offense. And Michael Thomas, first time in what, 3 years we're going to see him with a rookie on the other side? I'm not making a big investment there. Kadarius Toney, no thanks. Nope. Three Florida Gators drafted since Pouncey out of 65. Have made the Pro Bowl. Kadarius Toney, not one of them, won't be one of them. Robert Woods, Titans, 41. There could be some value there. Brandon Ayuk, 42. No thanks. DeAndre Hopkins, 43. So if you're looking for, yeah, if I want to try to stash DeAndre Hopkins, Matthew Berry has him at wide receiver 43. Then Olave, Claypool, Mapletron. If you just were more consistent, your nickname would be a big deal with the mainstream. Garrett Wilson, no, he's on the Jets. Russell Gage, yeah. Yeah, sure. But what, hamstring? Not sure about his week one status. Seems like a guy who could, you know, have some plug and play wide receiver 3 type status this season with Tom Brady. Tyler Boyd, ugh. Joe Burrow is going to get the ball to Mixon, Chase, Higgins. How much is left for Boyd? Pickens, 49. Yeah, I'm paying attention there. And Tyler Lockett down to 50. Yeah, we'll stop there. That's enough. Again, email right.todd@yahoo.com. Those were Matthew Berry's adjusted position rankings at wide receiver. I gave you my point rankings in the previous podcast. We'll finish up the week with some thoughts on tight ends. You know how I feel about them, so I can express that. But there are a handful that are relevant. And if you play, as I always suggest, in a wide receiver tight end flex league instead of a mandatory tight end league, there are a handful of tight ends that can get you consistent points on a week-to-week basis. You just don't overdraft them. We'll talk about that in the next episode. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. If you have fantasy questions via email, thank you for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters.